Hello, and welcome to the Grace and Truth podcast. My name is Leah Adams, and I'm your hostess. I'm so glad that you're joining us today for this podcast because I'm sharing with you something that is very, very near and dear to my heart. It's something that I have on my blog, and I blog at leahadams.org. That's LEAHADAMS.org, leahadams.org. And this information is one of my main pages on my blog, but I wanted to put it in podcast form so that you can listen to it instead of just reading it. Some people are visual learners. Some people are auditory learners. So today I'm podcasting on 8 reasons why I believe in Jesus. So let's jump right in because I want to be sure to get through all 8 of them today. Now, I was saved when I was 15 years old. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, asked Him to forgive my sins and come into my heart and live forever. And after I was saved, I spent some time walking away from the Lord. Now, that's not at all what I would suggest you do in any way, but that is what I did. And so my 20s were spent very far away from the Lord. And then in my 30s, I came back to Jesus. I came back full, free, and hard because I was so ready to be back under His umbrella of protection. And so as I have walked again close to the Lord, I have come up with 8 reasons why I believe in Jesus. Reason number 1. There is not much good in me, personally, in Leah Adams. I am selfish, I'm prideful, and over the years, these lovely attributes have manifested themselves in all kinds of glorious ways. Sure, I've had brief moments where some good traits show up, but overall, I really can be a poster child for Romans 3:23, which tells us that every single one of us, you, me, all of us are rebellious toward God. Now, we may not feel rebellious, but deep down in our hearts, we are not good at the core. And so there is not much good in me. And so that's the first reason why I believe in Jesus. And that leads me to reason number 2. Reason number 2 is that Jesus is willing to take me just as I am. This is the classic case of not having to clean the house before the housekeeper arrives. Jesus takes the house or the person just as they are. He knew all about me long before I ever existed. He created me, so of course He knows about me. He knew that I would be selfish and prideful and that all of that garbage would separate me from the holy God who created me. Jesus said, "I'll take Leah just like she is. She doesn't have to do anything to clean herself up in order for Him to accept me." And so that's what happened when I was 15 years old. I realized that I could not clean myself up enough to get into heaven where God lives. And so I needed someone to clean me up and make me holy or righteous or acceptable before God. And that someone was Jesus. So the first reason that I believe in Jesus is that there's really not much good in me. But reason number 2, Jesus is willing to take me just as I am. Now that leads me to reason number 3. Jesus took my punishment, the punishment that I deserved for my rebellion and sin. Now, let me ask you, would you take someone else's punishment if they had committed a crime? I mean, honestly now, would you? For someone you did not even know, perhaps you would take a punishment for your child or for your husband or your parent. But for someone that you did not even know, most of us would not take that punishment, especially if it involved the death penalty. Jesus, who lived in heaven where there is no evil or no sin, took my punishment. You see, God cannot have me in heaven with all my rebellion and all my sin and my pride. That sin required a payment, a ransom. It required a punishment because I was unholy. And that punishment was forever being separated from the God who created me, the holy God who created me. But Jesus stepped in and he said, I don't want Leah to be separated from God. I am willing to take her punishment and give her my forever relationship with God. And to that end, he died on a cross, paid the fine, the debt that I owed for my sin. And then after he had been dead for 3 days, he rose from the grave. He lived again. And because of that, that gives me the opportunity for new life, for eternal life, for a forever life with God in heaven once I leave this earth. So there's not got much good in me. Jesus is willing to take me as I am. Reason number three, Jesus took my punishment. And reason number four, this is one I love because I've used it. I've played this card an awful lot. Reason number four is Jesus gives me the opportunity for do-overs. I don't know about you, but I need do-overs often. The opportunity to do right what I once did wrong. Once I gave my heart to Jesus and he began cleaning me up, I got to experience some do-overs. Let me share a few with you. I got married at age 21. That relationship was a disaster. I went through a divorce at age 24, and that first marriage was just a mess. I remarried at age 30, and this marriage has been such a blessing. I'm married to a wonderful, godly man who blesses me every single day. That was a do-over. Another do-over, my 20s were full of very poor choices after my divorce in regard to sex, attitudes, and actions. My do-over, in my 30s, 40s, and now in my 50s, I'm making better choices because I have committed to letting God guide me in making my choices. A wonderful do-over. Another do-over, in my early years, I sought fame and fortune that go along with living as part of this world. And none of it made me happy. Now, as I choose to live for Christ and according to the Word of God, I am living and doing exactly what I know God calls me to do. I am living in what author Max Lucado calls the sweet spot of walking with Jesus. Huge do-over. So do-overs are another wonderful reason that I believe in Jesus. Now let's go on to our fifth reason that I believe in Jesus. I don't have to do life alone. With Jesus as my best friend, I don't ever, ever have to be alone. When I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he came to live inside of me. He came to live in my heart and to help me make those right choices through his Holy Spirit. And so as part of that salvation, that saving experience, Jesus is right beside me, teaching me, guiding me, comforting me, and loving me. He's the best friend who never leaves, never abandons, and never goes AWOL. Jesus makes me so much wiser than I ever could be because he is right there with me, guiding me and leading me. I don't ever have to do life alone. So we've looked at five reasons why I believe in Jesus. Let's recap. Reason number one, there is not much good in Leah. Reason number two, Jesus is willing to take Leah just as I am. Reason number three, Jesus took the punishment that I deserved for my sin and gave me his holiness, his right standing before God. Reason number four, Jesus gives me do-overs. And reason number five, I don't ever have to do life alone. I always have that best friend in Jesus. Now, reason number six, Jesus can be trusted. Let me just tell you, being a Christian does not mean that life will be a bed of roses without any thorns. And if anybody tells you any different, they are lying to you. Being a Christian means that I trust Jesus to allow things to come into my life and the lives of my family and friends that are ultimately for my good. They may be painful. They may not be any fun at the moment, but I can trust with Jesus as my best friend. I can trust that He has my best interest at heart. And I never really got this, truly got it down deep in my soul until my dad was diagnosed with cancer in 2002. Now, you may ask, how in the world could that be good for him or for me? Because it doesn't sound good. The C word is never a good thing in the earthly realm. But let me share with you how God worked in my heart in the area of my dad's cancer. In the months prior to his diagnosis, I had read a book by my former pastor in Atlanta, Dr. Frank Cox, and it was entitled Trusting God's Heart. And the whole book is about Dr. Cox's first marriage to his beautiful wife, Debbie, and how at the age of her early 20s, she developed a brain tumor that ultimately took her life before she was 30 years of age. Now, this is one of the most inspiring, encouraging, faith-building books I've ever read in my entire life. And it's based on a quote by Charles Spurgeon that says this: God is too good to be unkind. He is too wise to be mistaken. When you cannot trace His hand, you can always trust God's heart. This book challenged me to really, really deep down in my heart believe that God will work all things out for the good of people who love Him and serve Him. Now that's Romans 8:28. And there's a qualifier there. It doesn't just say that God will work all things out for good. It says God will work all things out for good for those who love Him and serve Him. So at the time I read this book, I was also doing a Bible study by author Beth Moore entitled Believing God. And this Bible study challenged me to examine what I really and truly believed about God. Did I believe that God was who He says He is? Can God really do what He says He can do? Who am I? Who is Leah to God? And am I important to God? Now, back to my story about my dad's cancer. On the day I found out about my daddy's cancer, I was devastated. And if you know me, you know I am a controller. I like to control. I like to make things happen. I like to help God out, if you will. Anybody else out there like to help God out? I bet there are a few who, like me, slap on their Mrs. God badge and help Him out. Well, on the day we found out about my daddy's cancer, God and I had a discussion that went something like this. God said, in my heart, Leah, do you really believe that I am who I say I am? And I thought a minute about my daddy and how much I loved him. And I said, well, yes, Lord, I suppose I do. And then He spoke to me again. He said, do you believe that I love your daddy so much more than you could ever love him? Well, maybe, Lord. Well, yes, I suppose I do. And then God came back at me a third time. Leah, do you believe that I knew all about this cancer and can handle this situation with your precious daddy and do it without your help? Well, I suppose so, Lord. And then God said to me, trust my heart. And in that moment, I said to God, I do, Lord. I trust you. And friends, I cannot explain to you the peace that flooded my very soul. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced up to that point in my lifetime. It's unexplainable. It was a beautiful peace. In that moment, I knew deep down in my heart that no matter what happened, that God loved my daddy very, very much, and that he would do what was best for daddy. I learned, friends, that God can be trusted. Jesus can be trusted. And that is a huge reason why I believe in Jesus. And that brings us to reason number 7. Reason number 7 why I believe in Jesus is that I'm not the same woman I was before I met Jesus. Where there was pride, God is working in me a humility that is so foreign to my human flesh. But it's happening. Where there was self-centeredness, God is working in me an awareness of the needs of other people. Where there was jealousy, he is working in me a tenderness of heart. Where there was a lack of unconditional love, God is working in me an amazing love for other people. Where there were the physical and emotional ravages of sexual promiscuity, God has healed my body and my heart from that. Where there was profanity, God has given me sweet, sweet words to speak. Where there was anorexia and an obsession with my body, God has replaced it with an obsession with Jesus Christ. Y'all, I am not the same woman I was before Jesus got hold of me and I gave him control of my life. He can change your life too, but you have to believe in him. The final reason why I believe in Jesus is that he does not heap shame on me over my past. Now, shame is not God's game. Shame is the devil's game. God will never, ever, ever heap shame on us over anything we do. He will convict us. He will allow us to feel guilty over it, but we will not be shamed. The Bible says that once you and I ask God to forgive us for our rebellion and our disobedience, God forgives it and he totally forgets it. Now, that's hard for us to understand in the human realm, in our limited human mind. I don't get that. I don't get how God can totally forget my sin against him. But I believe it because the Bible says it's true. So after I ask his forgiveness, I start with a clean slate before God every single time. Every single time. If I tell a lie, I confess it. It's a clean slate. God looks at me and says, "What lie?" If I mess up and I speak ill words to my husband and I confess it to God, God looks at me in forgiveness and he says, "What ill words?" It's gone. It's just gone. Forgotten by God, never to be brought back up again. So there is no reason for us to have shame over our past. Shame is Satan's game. Love and forgiveness and conviction of sin is God's game. And he convicts us of our sin because he loves us, because he wants us to look more like Jesus, because he wants us to be in right relationship with him. So, friends, today I have shared 8 reasons why I believe in Jesus. I hope you have connected with at least one of these reasons and hopefully more. So let me recap as we finish. Reason number 1 why I believe in Jesus, there is not much good in me. How about you? Reason number 2, Jesus is willing to take me and you just as we are and clean us up. Reason number 3, Jesus took my punishment for my sin. He took your punishment for your sin. Reason number 4, Jesus gives us, you and me, the opportunity for do-overs. I just bet that there is a do-over you need in your heart and life right now. Jesus is the way to get do-overs. Reason number five, you and I don't have to do life alone. We can always have Jesus right there with us. Reason number six, Jesus can be trusted. There's not a lot of places in this world that we can place our trust and know that we know that we know that it will not be violated. Jesus can be trusted. Reason number seven, I am not the same woman I was before Jesus got hold of me. You too, friend, can be a whole new person when you have Jesus in your heart and life. And reason number eight, Jesus does not heap shame on us over our past. I believe those are some pretty good reasons, some pretty compelling reasons to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to close our podcast today with my life verse. It is from Psalm 3:3, and it says, "But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head." Friends, the kind of life I lived in my 20s was not one that deserved any glory or any lifting of my head. I could not lift my head because of the sin that I lived in. But Jesus took hold of my heart, cleaned me up, gave me His holiness, His right standing before God. And He bestows glory on me, His glory, and lifts up my head so that I can walk into the presence of God, whole, pure, beautiful, and accepted. I hope you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you do not, send me an email at info@leahadams.org. I would love to talk with you about this. Thanks for listening to the podcast today, friends. I look forward to seeing you again at the next podcast.